Jim and Lori were married. They were born again and on fire for the Lord. Their ministry together was powerful. Lori worked the midnight shift at a donut shop, and in their first month of marriage, Jim's on-call jobs began to dwindle, and soon he was home full-time.
I didn't know how to get to the ministry. I didn't realize that the Lord needed me to be faithful, faithful in a job, faithful to an employer, to be faithful in working a natural job.
At first, Lori was thrilled about Jim's desire to spend more time in the Word. She saw it as preparation for full-time ministry. However, as the months went by, Jim was not displaying any interest or real motivation in looking for a job. Lori began to feel the strain of supporting two people on her modest income.
It just, every day that went by that he wasn't working, it was like a dagger. I just felt like I wasn't being provided for. I wasn't being taken care of. And it started to hurt. And then as I went to work, people would come in, men would come in and you know, want to take me home with them and want to offer me things and saying, you shouldn't be working in a donut shop. And what does your husband do? And I'd say, well, you know, he's going to be a preacher one day, or God's got a calling on his life. And they would say, well, where does he work? I say, well, he doesn't. And after hearing that over and over and over, if you were my wife, I wouldn't have you working in a donut shop on the midnight shift.
I figured in my mind, this girl would never leave me. Never. She's too strong. She's too strong in God.
Lori was zealous in her young faith. She prayed fervently over what she saw as laziness in Jim. Truth was, after losing several jobs, Jim was afraid of failing again. But Lori had lost her respect for Jim as a husband, so she packed her bags, and Jim came home to an empty house.
I immediately went to the Lord and said, God, this is all my fault. I'm 100% to blame. And I said to the Lord, help me be the best man I can possibly be. Help me be the best husband I can possibly be. And God, I'm not going to be concerned about me changing Lori. God, you change me.
Lori met a man with a Harley, and after one date, they moved in together. This guy was a hard worker, and together they built a successful motorcycle repair business. With her conscience seared, Lori threw herself into a life of adultery, drugs, and alcohol. At the same time, Jim had been instructed in the Word and in some valuable common sense advice.
Had responded to a prayer request with a letter. And in the letter, they had told me to believe God and make a stand and make some prayer confessions for my wife. And that they also told me to get a job.
Eager to be rid of Jim, Lori was finally granted a divorce by the court. She married her live-in partner, and for a total of 7.5 years, Jim continued to believe God for her return as his wife. Though the pain was often intense, Jim knew that he and Lori had made a covenant with God. With the support of mature Christians, he continued to pray and confess the Word over Lori. After what seemed a lifetime of rebellion, Lori felt completely lost. She was entrenched in a life of material security. Everything Lori thought she wanted left her empty. And she knew that it was time to return to her first love, the Lord Jesus, and the eternal commitment she had made to Jim.
I mean, I realized I made a covenant to God. I made a covenant to Jim. And this other man, it was a big drunk. It was a big drunk and a big stone and a big party and everything else. God wasn't invited, you know, at all. So I just realized that Jim was my husband. And right away, I ran up and I phoned Jim. I just cried and I said, oh my God, Jim. And love hit me that I hadn't had in so long. And it was like I realized Jim was my husband. I was living in this house with this other man. I hung the phone up on Jim. I ran downstairs. I sat on the edge of a chair because it no longer seemed like my furniture or my chair or anything. I looked outside. My Jaguar was sitting in the driveway. It no longer seemed like my Jaguar anymore. Everything just seemed like I was a mistress living in this unbelief. It just wasn't right.
Lori moved in with Jim's parents and slowly made the transition to a renewed life and a mature relationship with Jim. Though some of the adjustments were difficult, the next few years confirmed Jim's consistency to provide for her as a godly husband, a faithful employee, and a devoted spouse. Following her second divorce, Jim and Lori were remarried on the anniversary of their first wedding date, 10 years later.
I've learned to give her space. I've learned to be a friend to her, not to be a dominator, but to be a friend. And today, Lori and I are best friends.
The willing and the obedient eat the good of the land, and I obeyed God, and I put my faith in the Lord, knowing that what He had asked me to do, I did it no matter what my feelings were, because faith, as I stepped out in faith, then all the feelings for Jim came, but faith came first. And you can't be moved by feelings, or they'll have people divorcing left and right. But faith in God and faith in His Word, faith in the covenant that you make being married. Jim and I are not out to tell everybody to divorce and go back to your first husband. That's not what it's all about. It's about making it work and standing and agreeing with your covenant. And we had a covenant. I had to keep my word. Because Jim kept his word and held on to that covenant. Therefore, it was Jim and God, and I was the missing link, so now the three of us are back together, and my feelings are to Jim are all, I love Jim. The peace that I have now, I never had those 7.5 years. It was not there. I was hard. I was rebellious. Now I'm at peace. I'm relaxed when I look at people. I'm not living a lie.
Over the past few years, the Lord has firmly established the marriage of Jim and Lori. They are loving parents to their children, 2-year-old Joshua and his baby brother Caleb. They have purchased 3 homes to manage as rental properties and opened a Christian bookstore within their home. After serving as a brakeman switchman for the railroad, Jim and Lori are now teaching a thriving weekly Bible study, and they are praying through their vision to establish church.
Stand for what God has given you, and don't ever back away from what the Lord has given you, because what God gives is worth standing and believing for and worth holding on to.
I'm real, and I love God, and I love Jim, and I thank God. I am so thankful that He gave me the strength to go back to Jim when I didn't want to, and then everything else turned around. And God has made me the most happiest woman that I could ever be.